Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. DeSantis can't speak, he told us, to paying hush money to porn stars. He doesn't know how anyone goes about doing that, he said so demurely. Okay, DeSantis, you're on. Let's see what you can speak to, shall we? And what about the Trump indictment? The anticipation is killing them. Meanwhile, Russia and China are getting increasingly snuggly. Amidst reports, the House has uncovered as many as 11 more CCP payouts to the Biden family. Biden declared the plan of his CCP lords to own America within 15 years. Ha! More like two. And so maybe we should actually listen to Ava Chin and Miles Guo and take a look at that secret CCP military plan identified cryptically as the 13579 document, smuggled out of China by undercover pro-democracy military into the hands of anti-Chinese Communist Party activist and real estate tycoon Miles Guo. Yeah, this guy is a sort of Chinese counterpart to Trump. It's going to be a really big show. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. A gourmet meal for the mind.
All right, let's get started. DeSantis cannot speak to paying hush money to porn stars, right? Well, okay, DeSantis, let's see what you can speak to, shall we? Can you speak to why you reduced sentences for child porn crimes in Florida? You know, when you worked as a prosecutor? From the National File, Ron DeSantis cut lenient plea deals to shorten prison sentences for child porn crimes. And what's even more curious is this behavior seems to parallel his track from, moving from prosecutor to politician, let's just say. Now, friends, he cut these deals repeatedly, giving lenient sentences to defendants convicted of child pornography. One guy had 24 years of his life handed back to him through a deal that cut his sentence from 30 to 6 years. Another guy had his sentence reduced from 10 years to 6 months. Now, I know some of you really like that Southern Baptist boy from down south. But you better get ready for some disappointment. Now, that particular Southern Baptist boy, for example, and I'm talking DeSantis here, won high praise from homosexual Republican pundit Dave Rubin during one of his recent podcasts. Rubin said, quote, "I'm married to a dude. We're having kids. You know what showed up at my door 2 days ago? A package with two baby onesies from Ron DeSantis and his wife," end quote. Yeah, it's nice. And I guess kissing babies was the thing you used to do, but for DeSantis now it's, you know, big hugs and taking pictures with a man and his husband. You know, with a warm congratulations on the kid. Yeah, all of that. It's for real. And as much as I appreciate so much of the good work DeSantis has done in Florida, it is probably worth remembering that he was a lockdown dude before he became an open state advocate. And apparently he has significantly divergent views from the Apostle Paul on the subject of homosexuality, who, by the way, declared it to be unnatural. Well, what changes mine? I mean, about both of these things. And while I'm on Rubin and chinking the armor of some notables, I should point out that Rubin's mentor and close friend is beloved conservative Dennis Prager. He has also voiced support for Rubin's lifestyle choice. In an interview with Rubin, the famous Torah exegete Dennis Prager clarified his position on that little bit in Leviticus, you know, where we're told that such behavior is an abomination warranting the death penalty under Mosaic law. Whoa. And Prager said, quote, "By the way, I actually believe bisexual is the norm," end quote. Huh? And quote, "I'm not saying heterosexual is more normal," end quote. Excuse me? Anyway, look, I'm just saying, Ron D. Sanctimonious, well, isn't. As far as my beliefs are concerned, I've made them very clear. The behavior is against nature. And my heart breaks for these people and the trap that they're in. The word translated against indicates the behavior is beside, that is outside of nature. Any system forced into use contrary to its design will necessarily break down that system. And you know what? That's what God said about this behavior. Those practicing this receive, quote, in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet or fitting, end quote. Now, God calls the behavior unseemly, indecent, shameful. In fact, the homosexual lifestyle is what's disease-ridden, and it shortens the lives of those who practice it. I have an extensive footnote here providing all kinds of scientific documentation supporting that concern. Back to our deconstruction of DeSantis, or the DeSantis bot. You can't speak to paying hush money to porn stars? Well, aren't you special? How about you speak to your half-truth dodge of allegations that you watched torture take place while a junior officer at Gitmo and failed to report it? In fact, the prisoner testified that you laughed it off. What do you say to that? Or maybe you will speak to how you hosted a panel discussing legacy media defamation on that panel, invited and introduced with lavish praise and some show of friendly affection, one Libby Locke, attorney, representing Dominion Voting against Mike Lindell. Or will you just get up and walk out of the room like you did when Lindell attempted to discuss with you the problems we have with these Dominion voting machines? And while you're at it, by the way, can you explain how it is that the cast vote records retrieved from about one-third of the entire 2020 election and about one-fourth of the 2022 election so far shows a suspicious and consistent pattern that is absolutely impossible to appear in voting data unless it was manipulated by a machine? Everywhere, that is, except in Florida, where a Republican in a blue state won by an 11% margin. Friend, here's my opinion. DeSantis is a CIA dude, my opinion here. He's an operations man. And he's been recruited to be a spoiler, to remove the Trump threat, I should say, to the deep state agenda. Now, that word spoiler has multiple applications. DeSantis has been groomed, I think, to increase drag on Trump's campaign, to obstruct with the intent to prevent Trump's success, to divert attention from the failings of the Democrats, which include Republicans and Democrats, by the way, to create sufficient noise to obscure or to muffle out or drown out the Trump message, and to give voters an alternative, you know, a nice Trump, a clean slate. Similar to what they did with Carter, by the way. They want to provide DeSantis as controlled alternative to Trump. You know, one that conservatives can accept in lieu of Trump. But make no mistake, I'm sure of it, DeSantis is controlled opposition. So what's with this Trump indictment noise, anyway? First, here is the story. Back in the Bush 2 era, when Trump was doing the Celebrity Apprentice thing, it became The Apprentice, Stephanie Clifford, that's the given name of one porn star who styles herself Stormy Daniels. Stephanie Clifford was, by her own admission, angling for a spot on that reality show. Trump and she met in 2006 at a golf tournament in Lake Tahoe. Daniels claims they had an affair, or tryst, but with a twist. She admits she maintained a relationship with Trump in hopes to get a spot on his show. She never did get a spot on the show. She claims that in July of 2007, Trump invited her to meet him at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and according to Daniels, implied he wanted to sleep with her. She turned him down. He called her the following month to inform her he was not able to guarantee her a spot on his show. That's interesting. And all of that from the Daily Mail. And it's all documented here in my notes. None of this came out publicly until 2011, when Clifford does a kiss and tell to In Touch Weekly. Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, threatens legal action on behalf of his client, and the article is pulled. Then, late in Trump's campaign, Stormy threatens an October surprise to go public with her story. Cohen, Trump's attorney at the time, was working the problem. He secured a loan on his own house. What? And funneled the money to Stormy Daniels, Stephanie Clifford, through a corporation he put together called Essential Consultants. Clifford signed an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, in exchange for the $130,000. Remember the whole scandal with Edwards, and this kind of thing is pretty common. And this was late in 2016, by the way. So she pulled her story from the Daily Beast, and Fox News decided to shelve it. And part of the problem with Daniel's story is that it's, well, it's convoluted. Now follow this. First, Clifford admits she slept with Trump, angling to get a spot on The Apprentice, but she never got her spot. Now, she cannot prove the allegation. Trump invited her to the Beverly Hills Hotel since she refused to show up. There's whatever. And or that Trump implied he wanted to sleep with her. Yeah, that's just her word against his, and he denies it. Or that Trump offered to cast her for his show. She makes that claim. He denies it. And this is the inexplicable part, you see, because according to her testimony, she turned him down for sex, implying that that was the reason Trump called her back and said he could not guarantee a place for her on his show. Now, I'm trying to figure this out. Here, she's telling us she was having sex with him to get the gig. It's offered to her for sex, and she turns him down. Okay. And then on top of that, Trump is denying he never had her in that, well, natural way. Come on. Cohen violates his client's attorney-client privilege, that is Trump's, and claims that Trump did know about the hush money under serious duress from the Justice Department. Cohen ends up pleading guilty to numerous felonies, including that he paid hush money to protect his client's chances in a presidential election. All of a sudden, his story changes when he gets under some real pressure. Yeah. We have all watched how these people work. They went after Cohen because he was the best target they had to get to Trump, like Michael Flynn. And, right? This is a pattern with these people. He had other legal problems, you know. I think Cohen had some problems and saw the Clifford story as, well, maybe an answer. I think he arranged with her to provide the $130,000, and then he would bill Trump in legal fees to get his money back. And some, by the way. I understand the total supposedly came out to over $400,000. Well, Trump did not know about this, and Cohen milked Trump for a cool $400K using this ruse. That's what I think happened here. An old brag, you know, he's trying to say Trump was in on this and paid Cohen in invoices disguised as legal fees, and he's depending entirely upon Cohen's testimony to support all that. And this is the crime he's supposed to have committed. Now, Cohen, I've noticed this. He acts like a caged animal. He acts weird. And the way his behavior is described sometimes is just bizarre. He acts like somebody, well, the Bible talks about the wicked who flee when no man pursueth. That's what he acts like. In August of 2018, we find him just delivering up anyone and everyone, trying to save his own neck, and it's obvious. He claimed he conferred with Trump about this and was told to get it done. Well, that's the word of a liar, right? So why did Cohen pay this out of his own funds? Now, listen to this part. That's very, very important. You see, the whole thing is ridiculous because this is what Clinton did. I'm not talking about the $840,000 that Clinton paid to Paola Jones. Right. Nobody wants to talk about that. I'm talking about the big bucks the Hillary campaign paid for the Steele dossier. Yeah, we know for a fact that Hillary does not even bother trying to deny anymore. The Hillary campaign paid for the Steele dossier, and it was hidden from the FISA court. And it was used fraudulently to obtain spy warrants on a candidate for president and then continued using it to spy on a sitting president. These are crimes that reached the bar of treason, friend. It was discovered that these payments were purposely hidden in legal fees. That is Clinton's payments for the dossier, purposely, by design, hidden in legal fees. And that is a crime, and she was convicted of the crime. Well, all they did with Hillary is make her pay a fine. But they want to put Trump in jail. Okay, there's more, and perhaps we'll explore it Saturday night during our visit. By the way, if you prefer a more relaxed format, less produced, you know that, join my live stream podcast on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night. I go on at about 8 p.m. Let me know if you're interested. I'll send you the link so you can get connected. Anyway, to wrap this segment, no one in the Justice Department who looked at this before Bragg was willing or has been willing to prosecute it because there's no case here. That's what everybody keeps saying. First, they cannot prove Trump buried hush money payments to Clifford disguised as legal fees or that any campaign money went to make the payments. Whether the Clifford allegations are even true or whether Cohen, who had already perjured himself, can be believed by any honest jury. Alvin Bragg has been bragging about delivering an indictment against Trump since he started campaigning for the DA position there in New York. The animus against Trump, especially there in that city, is so well known. The irrational hatred for Orange Man Bad is likely to be included in the Encyclopedia of Psychological Disorders when this is all done. At the end of the day, Hillary et al. Are beside themselves with rage on a personal vendetta. And politically, of course, they're beside themselves with fear. Trump can and will win in 2024. And they've got to stop him, or the damage to them in 2024 will be exponentially greater than the damage that fell upon them in 2016. So when we get back from the break, let's talk about what's going on while we've been watching for Trump's arrest. Hold on, I'll be right back.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Russia and China are getting increasingly snuggly. They recently entered into a new energy agreement, and this signals a solidification of the Russia-Chinese alliance against the United States. Xi is saying the quiet part out loud. America is done. China will now take the lead in international affairs. And already, China has brokered a peace deal between lifelong enemies, the Saudis and the Iranians. That's huge. The leaders, Xi and Putin, along with other Western and Eastern powers, all are pointing to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline attack by the Biden administration and fixing the blame on the U.S. as an act of war. Biden has served his CCP masters well, amidst reports of as many as 11 additional Chinese Communist Party payouts to the Biden family have now emerged in the House inquiry. Biden obliquely declared allegiance to the CCP plan to own America within 15 years. But I believe that's a ruse, friend. That's to get us to relax, let down our guard, drop our guard. I think the plan is to own America by 2025. It'll depend on how quickly the U.S. surrenders to the CCP Russia demands. Consider the irony here. When Trump was in office, he began establishing a peace across the Middle East that was unprecedented. Several Arab countries came into alliance, and our enemies in the Middle East were being alienated, most notably Iran. But then they stole the election in 2020, and very quickly the Trump peace was disintegrated, beginning with Biden's fiasco in Afghanistan. Now, under the weak and pathetic leadership of Biden and company, the world is unraveling and China is stepping in to pick up the reins. Now a new peace accord is being constructed around the totalitarian regimes of China, Russia, and Iran. The bear is rising. And so, maybe it's time we should actually listen to Ava Chen and Miles Guo, and take a look at the secret CCP military plan identified cryptically as the 13579 document, smuggled out of China by undercover pro-democracy military into the hands of anti-Chinese Communist Party activist and real estate tycoon Miles Guo. A sort of Chinese counterpart to Trump, I think. Miles is a Chinese anti-CCP activist. He wants the Chinese people to be free from Chinese Communist Party oppression. He was a student during the 1989 protests leading into the Tiananmen Square massacre. Miles then steeled his resolve to become a man of note and substance so that he could have the prestige he believed he needed to represent his people and get their attention and to inspire them to freedom. He became a real estate tycoon, and just as he planned, with his prestige, he began speaking out against the CCP and gained a massive following. They have persecuted him mercilessly, but he is insulated by his wealth and notoriety. Miles has a huge following, and many who admire and follow him secretly are deep in the CCP politics and military. Some within the military are privy to the CCP plan to replace America as the world leader. It's a plan crafted within the general strategy that China has been very open about for some years. Some of their generals writing books on unrestricted or irregular warfare. Laying all this out right in front of us, the plan is to weaken your opponent without them being aware of it. It's a long-haul plan, and when the time is ripe and you have secretly amassed vastly more strength than your opponent, well, you can spring the trap and take them down. That's the idea. Simply put, but that's it. It involves infiltrating your enemy at every level and undermining their culture and breaking their economy. Now, China, under the oppression of the Chinese Communist Party, has been working this plan for many years. I've got books exposing this that go back decades, and you've heard me speak to my own concerns about this, articulated clearly back in the mid-80s. Then the military strategist came up with Plan 13579, and it was finalized in 2017. Now, here's the plan, or I should say an overview summary of it. 13579 is code. The 1 refers to one bioweapon. The 3 refers to the fact they intended to deploy this bioweapon within 3 years of 2017. The 5 refers to the fact that the CCP intended to keep the bioweapon panic, the pandemic, going for at least 5 years. The 7 identifies the 7 targeted countries. America is the primary target. And then the 9 refers to the plan to present some sort of vaccine. It didn't need to work, that wasn't the point, but to present something they could use to blackmail the world. It was not to be a vaccine that actually solved the pandemic, by the way. Rather, as it turned out, the vaccine was intended to make sure the pandemic continued for at least 5 years. And these plans have a way of kind of morphing and changing a little bit as you go. Looks to me like that COVID virus wasn't as effective as they hoped it would. I think they followed up with the vaccines. So there it is. Now, we knew this was a bio attack from Beijing almost from the beginning. The traitors in this government denied it, that it came from Wuhan, denied that it was manufactured by man, denied that it was released on purpose. But we cannot say that we were not warned. Tucker presented a whistleblower from within China at that time, right from the beginning, who testified she had firsthand knowledge that the virus was a bioweapon and that it was created in the Wuhan lab and that she said purposely released. Perhaps this explains why Xi and company closed flights from Wuhan to any destination within China, but left all flights open to, well, everywhere else. We were warned, but the infiltration of the CCP is so deep and pervasive in this country, the truth was suppressed. They had people keep positions of power to build up a great dam that held back the truth. It turned out to be a massive CIA op, I think, turned against our own country. Anyway, Guo presented the plan to our FBI. They confirmed that the plan was authentic, but did nothing about it. Not a peep. Meanwhile, the CCP was closing in on him through character assassination, through lies spread about him, and threats, physical threats, against his family. When he realized the CCP had extended its control so deeply into America that even with Trump in office, the control of the CCP could be felt, and he was frightened. So he called a press conference in which he ceremonially burned the original document. At least this is what he represented to the press, a gesture he hoped would get the CCP off his back, allowing them plausible deniability, you know, saying, well, no such document exists, that kind of thing. But copies of the document have been circulating, though greatly suppressed, with new admissions coming out almost daily, even going all the way to Fauci now beginning to break on this. Americans are beginning to realize that we are under attack by the Chinese Communist Party. And if we don't wake up, we could wake up November 6th and see the red flag of China raised over the White House. Oh, well, okay, it might take a little while to finish out the negotiations with the bear, the coming together of Russia, China, with Iran. You know, please don't eat us. Please don't eat us. Now, here's Miles Guo's own words, warning us back in October 5, 2017, when he realized that even though Trump won, the FBI was working for Beijing. He said, and I quote, "I am here to tell all of our friends from America, Japan, and Europe, to tell people all over the world who are in love with peace. Trust me, please do. The darkness is coming along. Do prepare yourself as the darkness brought over by the CCP kleptocrats is coming. It will pervade the entire world and devastate the Western civilization. All will have to confront it. Every one of us will have to prepare for it. God bless America. God bless everybody. Thank you. End quote. Now, this word kleptocrat, it's interesting. It refers to a ruler who uses political power to steal his or her country's resources. That's what Biden is. He's a kleptocrat. Hillary, all of them. That's what they have in common with the Maoist regime in China. They are thieves. And that tells us they are of their father, the devil, who's a liar, who comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. Well, my friends, I have news for these devils. Jesus Christ is king, and all mankind are his subjects. And he has all power in heaven and in earth. And in earth. He has given us power over all devils, including that great red dragon. If we submit ourselves to God, we then can resist the devil and he will flee from us. And he's given his church the keys of the kingdom. And well, that certainly refers to the gospel message that opens the door of the kingdom to any who will confess that Jesus is Lord, believe he rose again, and call on his name to be saved. It also includes the power and the position in the world to resist the devil and compel him to flee. If you want to learn what the church can do and what we will do to save this nation under God, come on out Sunday morning and join us in our worship. And I truly hope to see you in church. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you call and let me know you see that they are on. Call 1-805-314-2114 or email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button, send me an email. And by the way, if you want the Brain Massage Show delivered to your email inbox every Friday night when it's produced and posted, then find the subscribe button. It's right there on the menu. When you go to brainmassage.net, you'll see a button that says subscribe. Click that button. There's no cost. And just give us the information we need and we'll begin delivering the Brain Massage radio podcast show directly to your inbox every Friday night. So, my dear friends, accept my invitation to come on out to the greatest church in all the world, the wonderful, loving family of the Lighthouse Baptist Church. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.